I would like to speak about, as the Gemara on Samachei Merav, the very strange story of Rava and Shishach, if that's how you pronounce his name. Very strange incident. I'll tell you over the story, and then I'd like to mention the halacha that comes from it, and then from the Agadita. The Gemara relates that Rava brought a gift to this guy, Shishach. The Yavid says it was on New Year's Day. It was a rush in the beginning of the Gaiish year, which for some Gaiim, it's just New Year's, and you have to celebrate New Year's. And some Gaiim is an Avodah Zarah holiday. So even though it says in the beginning of the Masechta that we don't give gifts to Gaiim on Yom Eidom, on the holidays, but he said that he can give him a gift because I know he's not an Oyver Avodah Zarah, so he brought him a gift. And from that, the story follows. Now, before I go to the story, I just want to mention a Yesod. This Gemara is brought in the first Tisus in the Masech, the first main Tisus in the Masech, the long Tisus on Beis Amid Aleph, because it's a big Yesod Lahalach, even though it's part of an Agadah to Gemara. We know that the din of the Gemara is you're not allowed to give gifts on Yom Eidom or even 3 days before. Nowadays, we understand that our Goyim among us, you give your postman a gift on the holiday, he doesn't go running to thank his Avodah Zarah. The question is really a Shas question, but once the Rabbanah made a Gzeirah, how are you Mevatel Gzeirah de Rabbanah? If the Rabbanah made a Gzeirah, the Gzeirah sticks. So this comes back to our old question. When do you say the Rabbanah made a Gzeirah and it's like plug, and it sticks no matter what happens, like plug, like Chazar Sashatz, Bizman Hazeh? And when do you say that the Rabbanah made a Gzeirah, but if the reason is batel, it doesn't apply, then I don't have to do the Rabbanah? What's the rule? So, what's the rule? You're Achmiel, you want to tell everyone the rule? Come on, you remember. Big on us. There's a rule I've said here in the past. The Mati Yenison. Rabbi Yenison Eifshitz, in his notes to Yeridei Chelik Beis, remember by Gilui, by water that's left open. Water that's left open, Chazal will geyser, you don't drink from water that's left open. There's manazeh, there are no steaks, so we do drink. Why don't you say like plug? So if Yenison Eifshitz has its rule, it's an important rule to remember for Shas. If when they made the original Gezerah, we find exceptions based on the rule, if that's how the Gezerah was originally made, you find in the original Gezerah exceptions based on the rule, then it's not a white plug. And nowadays we have other exceptions, we can do that also. If in the original Gezerah you don't find any exceptions, then it's a light plug. By the water with the snakes, the Gemara says that if you find a trick to scare the snakes, it says if you have water dripping in, the dripping noise scares snakes away, to leave water open. But there's water dripping into it, it scares the snakes. The snakes don't come to a place where there's dripping noise. It's mutter. So it's not a light plug. So Mimela Bizman has said there are no snakes, it's mutter. That's the klal. The klal is if you find exceptions based on the reason, then it's always that way. You can always make exceptions. And if not, not. That's the big machlokes about Cholav Akum. If it's a light plug, the Cholav Akum is also it's a gzeira, period. Or if it was made with exceptions. Was it made with exceptions? And then, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have tray for milk. It's mutter. Machlokes, the same machlokes. Was the Gezerah made with exceptions or not? Chazal said the Jew doesn't have to watch the milking of the cow. He could stand by the door of the barn and make sure only kosher animals go in. So some understand that that's an exception based on the reason, and any exception is good. And others understand that no, that means you saw it, that's the same thing. The Yesod is this Yesod. If you find exceptions, you could you can make more exceptions. Okay, also. Right. Well, there's a slightly different reason, but you're right, it's the same idea. Anyway, so this, Tosfos on Beis Amid Aleph says, Akum Shebeinenu, are not Avdei Zara. So you can give them gifts, and he brings our Gemara. Why does he have to bring our Gemara? He's saying Dvarim Shaltam. Our Gayim don't go bow down to Avdei Zara, so you can give him gifts. Why does he need our Gemara? Because you need to bring a Gemara that shows that when you have an exception, that it's an exception. If you have a guy that's an exception, you have to show that the Gzeir was not made with a light plug. Okay, that's the Nekudas HaHalacha from the story. The story itself, it's a strange story, and there's a nice Yisad Yomer, it's an anxious house from him. The story, I don't know if it's one you're going to see over at the Shabbos table, but the Gemara says that Rava, when met the Sheshach, and the language of the Gemara is Yosef at Savrei Bivrada. I assume that means in rose water. He was sitting in a bath of rose water. V'kaimen Zainais Arumais Kamei. And he was enjoying the princess of Zainais Arumais. He wasn't a Jew, he was a guy. And whatever he was doing was mutter for a guy. He had Zainais Arumais. Amalei, so why Rava was there? I don't know, but Rava came in apparently. He says to Rava, Istachu kai gavda la'al medasi? Are you going to have such pleasure in the world to come? Amalei didon adifu tfei mehai. Elam abos noch besa. It's better than this. So Sheshach tells him, Amalei, tfei mehai mihava? What could be better than this? Amalei, atun ika alaychu emsa demalchusa? Anan lo itavalon emsa demalchusa. When Mashiach comes, you won't be afraid of any shibud mafiais. And you have Shibud Malchus. Amalei, Anamiya, my aims to the Malchus Eika. So Sheshach tells him, I'm not afraid of anybody. So of course, you don't say that to Rava. Adi Yasvi, Osahu Pristika de Malka. While he's sitting there, the king sends a messenger, Kum de Kabayelach Malka. So he had to get up and leave. The Gemara gets better. Ki Nafik Vazal, Amalei. So when Sheshach went left, he said to Rava, any eye that looks badly on the Jews should crack, should break. Amalei Rava, Amen. Pakeine de Bashisha. So this Bashisha fellow is Pakeine. In the back of the first, say, why dafka the eye? It's not the game. So the question is, the story is of some other story. He said, do you have such good things in Olam Mashiach? Olam Haba? He said, yeah, we are better than this. That's not the way I would think Rava would answer. Rava would say, this schmutz, who needs this schmutz? That's Rav Yonasan Eibshitz Tmiya. I spoke at the Mati Yonasan in Yeruday, which was Yonasan Eibshitz, about Loi Plug. And this is in the Yaris Devash, also Rav Yonasan Eibshitz. He says, what's Chadni Gemara? That's what's going on? So he says Yisai. Now this Yisai, is really the reason I wanted to speak it out. This Yisai, Rav Chanan, in the Kaibich Shiurim Chelik Beis, Simon Chavches, the Simonim is Marich in the name of the Radvaz. It's not such a well-known idea that the period of Lasid Lavai, whether it's with Tchias Amesim, without Tchias Amesim, is the Gemara as a Machlaikis. If Ein Bein Olam Azel Olam Ba Ella Shibud Malchus, if the world will continue to go on, just nobody's going to start off with the Jews, or if it's going to be like a magical, mystical world where all kinds of things happen different. Then Bismana said that the moon will be light like the sun, and bread will grow off the trees without having to work. All the things that are mentioned in the Nevi'im. As Machlekes in the Gemara, if Ein Bein Olam Hazeh Olam Ella Shibud Malchus or not. So there is a middle ground. How do you say Elu Veilu Devil Ken Chayim? Like either one way or the other. So Rabbi Chana brings from the Radvaz, and even Rabbi Chana brings technical rayas to it, that there are going to be two tkufas. There'll be one tkufa where there'll be a period where the world, Olam Kemin Hagai Hailach, just no one's going to start off with Klal Yisrael. And then there'll be the period of what the Nevi'im promised, of this more special time, a miraculous time, a different time period. So there'll be two tkufas. Rabbi Chanan brings, there'll be one tkias HaMesim for the tzaddikim in the first tkufa, well, Elokim in Hagei Eilech, and there'll be a second Tchias Samesim for everybody else that deserves it in the second Kufa. Now, I just want to give you an example of why, what led the Radvaz to this. We have a Yisai that mitzvahs betelus lasad lava. the mitzvahs losalava, whatever it means, but there won't be in effect. Yet the Gemara says, how do you know tchias hameisim in the beginning of chelik? It brings in one of the makairis. It says you're going to give truma la Aaron ulabana. Aaron never got truma. Didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. You give truma to Aaron. How are you going to give to Aaron? He'll get up at tchias hameisim. You'll give Aaron truma. But I thought mitzvahs v'teilas lost in lavai. How are you going to give Aaron truma? So for this, you have the Radvaz as your side, that the tzaddikim are going to get up in the first tchias hameisim. Olam kamin hagei haylech, the mitzvahs anayik. And then, there'll be the second tchias hameisim, the time of mitzvahs v'teilas lost in lavai. So this is the aside Rabbi Chanan brings with something of a discussion. And Rabbi Yonason here in the Aris Devash says this idea there'll be two tkufas. Why? Why is there the first tkufa? Tchias hameisim and mitzvah supply. So the aside that Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz brings is there should be a period that people could do mitzvahs without Shibud Malchus. Should be a period that people could do mitzvahs without Shibud Malchus and be zeicha, lost in lavai, to the full extent. What does it mean without Shibud Malchus? So Rabbi Yonasan writes, it means that the nisyanis will be greater. Because generally, when Jews have it good, the nisyanis of Olam Hazeh are greater. And when things are tough, the nisyanis are not as much. If I care to the American experience in the Sinus of Elam is greater than the ghetto experience. It's just the temp of a person. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says, the aside, why will there be the first kufa? So people will be able to have all the Nisyanis and the tzaddikah will get up and they'll be aymid and they'll deserve the full schar. That's the aside. And with this aside, he explains the Gemara. The Barshisha said, do you have such pleasure lost in Lavai? So he said, we'll have the nisyanis of even bigger pleasure. Because we won't even have Shibud Malchus. You have Ems and the Malchusa. We won't. In that Kufa, we're going to have the time period where we're going to have even more nisyanis for even bigger pleasures. And Mimela, that's how he explains that Rava answered him this answer, that yes, we're going to have not we'll have this pleasure. We're going to have the nisyanis of this type of a pleasure. That's the basic aside of the Aris Devash. I should say that in looking around, the Gra in Yaina, in Perek Dalid, learns the Gemara Kapashte. He says, and I understand correctly, that La'asad Lava, it says, Yafa Shah Achas, the Kairos Ruach of Olam Haba, is more than all the Hanois of Olam Hazeh. So Rubber wasn't telling him we're going to sit in Rosewater. Let's sit in Rosewater and have Zainis Arumis. He said, the pleasure that you have is even greater lust and love. I remember once hearing in Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Questions and Answers, someone asked him about going skiing. It's right to go skiing. So he said, certainly, it's a pleasure to go skiing. Mashiach will come. We'll all go skiing in the best places and we'll be the best skiers. And so he said, what do I mean? And he said, Yafa Sha'achas, Kairos Ruach, and Olam Haba, Mekol, the Hanois of Olam Hazeh. So whatever pleasure you get, you'll have that pleasure. Mustami meant this grow, says Pshat in this Gemara, Kapashle. So whether it means that we'll actually enjoy going skiing, or be as good as going skiing, or be the scientist, whichever one it is, these are the Biurim and the Gemara. The nicest side is that when things are easy and there's no Shibud Malchus, it's the biggest Nisayan, the biggest time of Nisayan that could be. And Agav explains a Nach topic as well. The Tkufas HaShayftim, there was no Malchus, there's no Shibud Malchus at all. Ishkol HaYosha Bein of Yasa. Why? Why should be such a period? So Adarabin, it was a period like that period of no Shibud Malchus, so people could be Zaycha on their own to be able to be Zaycha all around. So this is what? Shaifit. Yeah, but there weren't Shaifit. Shaifit only got up when there was a threat from the Gaim. Most of the time there were no Shaifit.
You're only 11 shaitan. There's no, most of the time.
Okay, a good Shabbos, everybody.